Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost. Pentecost was actually one of the three principal feasts of the Israelites, a feast that remembered the day that the old law was given on Mount Sinai amidst thunder and lightning. And today we have the new law of grace and of love given on Mount Sion, that is the holy city, Jerusalem, in the midst of wind and tongues of fire. And so this is what our Lord is promising his apostles in today's gospel. Now remember, there are different comings of the Holy Spirit, right? There was the time when our Lord breathed on his apostles after his resurrection. He said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they are retained." Right, so the same thing in our lives, there are different comings of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit with all of his gifts at baptism. Right? Then we receive a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit at confirmation with the purpose of strengthening us. That's what confirm means, to strengthen us to be witnesses of Christ. So here on the day of Pentecost, we have a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the apostles with the particular goal, that of being to manifest the church. Remember, the church was born from the side of Christ on the cross. That's the birthday of the church. But on the day of Pentecost, it is now made manifest to the world. And that's what this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is meant for. So our Lord says to his disciples, when the Advocate comes, right? Because we happen to have an accuser, someone who is the father of lies, who accuses us, well, we therefore need an Advocate. And that is the Holy Spirit. So when the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth. Okay, see how our Lord is calling the Holy Spirit here the Spirit of Truth. Because that's what this outpouring, this manifestation on the day of Pentecost is going to require. The Spirit of Truth to proclaim the truth about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Whom I will send you the Spirit of Truth. He will testify to me, and you also testify. So the Spirit of Truth testifying in the minds and hearts of those who hear, and also through the apostles, through their word. The Spirit will be testifying through them. And when he comes, the Spirit of Truth, he will guide you to all truth. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. And so for this reason, the Holy Spirit throughout the ages has guided the church to all truth. We have the development of doctrine. Now in the first reading, we have all of this in fulfillment. Okay, the time of Pentecost was fulfilled. They were in one place together. The apostles, various other disciples as well, together with Our Lady at the center. And why is Our Lady found at the center? Because she was found at the center with the forming of the head of the mystical body of Christ, the head of the church. That was at the Annunciation, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and by his power, the head of the church was conceived in her womb. And so now Mary, mother of the church, is there in the center of everything. Again, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. okay, imploring her spouse to come upon the apostles and the other disciples. So there is Our Lady right from the beginning, Mother of the Church, interceding and obtaining the outpouring and the gifts of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues. Okay, here we see speaking. Why? Because they need to preach the truth. And they need to preach it from people who came from all different parts of the world. And so they are testifying to the truth of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit to the whole world, represented by those people from the various parts. Now, in the second reading, we have this contrast between life in the flesh and life according to the Spirit. And this is where we can examine ourselves. Are we led by the Spirit of God, or are we led by the flesh? St. Paul says, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious." Okay, he hardly has to describe them to anyone, but he does give us a little list in any case. Immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. All right, we see how the spirit of the flesh corresponds to the spirit that we see dominating our modern world. Let's hope that that spirit is not dominating our own souls. But then St. Paul, he then warns. He says, "I warn you as I warned you before." He cannot tire of saying this, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God because they don't have the Spirit of God in them. He says, in contrast to all of this, the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and continence. Okay, this is the translation from the New Vulgate, the Old Vulgate. So those are 9 fruits. The Old Vulgate has 12, including longanimity, that is long-suffering, perseverance, modesty, and chastity. Okay, the Church traditionally recognizes, as the Catechism does today, that there are 12 fruits. But Cornelius Lapide goes on to explain that even this isn't an exhaustive list of the fruits. But what's important for us is that we can identify these fruits in ourselves, in our lives, in those around us. And we can compare these two lists that St. Paul just gave us, examining our own lives, to see what type of spirit we are moved by. Is it the spirit of the flesh or the spirit of truth? And so this is what we want to implore today, together with Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. We want to ask for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, in our own hearts, that these fruits can become ever more abundant in us, and so that at the end we may enter and inherit the kingdom of God. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christum.